Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Sometimes the girl is a problem, and the girl owns it. Totally fine. It's fine. It'll be fine. Everything's fine. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. That's the girl to whom I am referring, I suppose, in a bit of a third person roundabout way. Right now, looking up at the screen, and Kyrie Irving is holding the microphone and speaking passionately about Luka Doncic, about a frustrating weekend for the Dallas Mavericks, about how they have now dropped out of the 7-10 tournament with four consecutive losses. It's seemingly going from bad to worse for the Dallas Mavericks. And Luka just picked up another technical foul, which means he will miss the next game with an automatic suspension if that T is not rescinded upon review. As I say, in the Western Conference, it only takes a loss here, a loss there. It only takes a couple of them back to back for you to not just slip into the precarious tunnel, I kind of think of it as a tunnel, that is the 7-10 tournament, but you're in danger of falling out of the playoff picture altogether. And with just a handful of games remaining, the Dallas Mavericks are running out of time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning to you if you're waking up on your Monday. But we're here for you. Hello. I'll try not to make too many really loud noises. Now, see, I can't even pretend to make that problem or make that promise. I don't have an indoor voice. I really don't. The revelation dawned on me. So as I was getting ready for the show, this would be a few hours ago, setting up the laptop and opening up the windows that I want and getting my notes together before I started listening to audio that Jay gave me, I looked back at my tweets and realized I didn't even post a single tweet on Sunday. Wow.
Really?
Really?
Throughout the games?
Wow. Not at all. I was watching, obviously. I was taking notes, but I didn't have anything that I felt compelled to put on Twitter. But I didn't even actually realize it because I was tweeting during the games on Saturday, right? Because I was doing my taxes and I was paying attention. I had plenty of thoughts. Don't worry. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's broken. I just didn't tweet. And I really didn't open Twitter much on Sunday. Maybe in the morning, I think I retweeted our YouTube video or the link to our YouTube video, but that was pretty much it. Because I went from teaching my kiddos at church to going to church service. I got home and started working around the house and was cleaning floors and vacuuming and just picking up the house and then basketball. And I don't know.
And that's fine.
And that's fine. Thank you, Aaron. I feel very validated. Thank you so much. So didn't have any tweets out there, but don't you worry. I still have thoughts. My brain is not broken, at least not today. Maybe somewhere down the road, but not today. So you can find me on Twitter if you like, even though there's new stuff now. There just wasn't new stuff yesterday on Sunday. And then our Facebook page, too. I see a lot of you are weighing in on our Stairway to 7 video, which ranks our postseasons in sports the most compelling, the most bang for your buck in the playoffs. Think about it that way. When you start to watch a playoff season, whether it's NBA, Stanley Cup is coming up, those actually happen. Both of those begin in mid-April, so they're on the horizon. We're just about to crown champions in men's and women's college basketball. We've got the College World Series The Women's College World Series. We've got, I mean, if you're looking at golf and every tournament is a one-off, well, then you've got the Masters ahead. The most coveted prize in sports is that green jacket. So much happens in the month of April. We're going to be crowning a bunch of champions over the course of the spring. So we thought it was a good idea to capitalize on the fever of March Madness and do a new Stairway to Seven. So we counted down our most compelling postseasons in sports. Now, I just want you to know, Jay picked his own. Jay was entirely on his own. I don't write these things. Well, we don't clearly don't write these things. You can tell just by the video. We don't write them. We do a little planning. But the left hand and the right hand don't know what the other one is doing. So Jay and I just briefly compared notes so that he knew what I was doing. But he decided he was going to go off the beaten path and do something completely different. And let me just tell you, it's different.
It's different.
I like that Jay is different. Yes, it's different. And we did leave out one of the major pro team sports. We explained that at the end. So you'll have to go check out the video. It's actually short. It's only, what is it, 5.5 minutes, 6 minutes?
Yeah, about 5.5, 6 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
It's super easy to watch and just kind of goofy anyway. So we're, I would tell you the background, we're sitting on the floor in an office, like in a corner, and there's a chair in front of us that's got the phone on it that was serving as our video camera, and it's blocking us in. So we were kind of crammed into a small space. I mean, I think my dog's Penny's original crate was bigger than the space we were sitting in. But it worked. It worked well. Good acoustics for sure. We're really happy with the acoustics. So check that out. I see that there are people already over the last couple of hours recently subscribing to our YouTube channel or newly subscribing to our YouTube channel. And remember, when we get to 4,000 subscribers, producer Jay has to eat a boatload of broccoli. I mean, a lot of broccoli.
I see it getting up too. And, you know, just counting the days that I have left.
It's happening. You're going to turn green from so much broccoli.
Another stress.
Any vegetables over the weekend? Any vegetables over the weekend?
Let me think. I had pizza, tomato sauce.
See, that's the sad thing about Jay. He actually thinks that that's a vegetable. He thinks that tomato sauce is a vegetable. It does have lycopene in it. I'll give you that. Yeah. But it's not.
It's not
a vegetable. No, vegetables are not your processed foods. That's a processed food. It had to go through a process to get to the fact that it was pizza sauce and not just tomatoes. There's no way you would eat a pizza that just had tomatoes on it.
No,
exactly. Yeah, no, you wouldn't. I mean, I've had, it's kind of white pizza is what it's called. And so you get tomatoes, not the sauce, but that's what you think. Like you actually think that's a vegetable.
It's not far off. I mean, it's like in the same, it's right there. I had salsa. That's close.
Yes, sir. You are right. From now, I'm just going to say you're right. Absolutely.
It's like a tomato blend, some onions in there.
Any green in your diet this weekend?
Some peppers in the salsa, right? That'll do it.
I give up. Like, I seriously just give up. I'm done. You do whatever you want. I don't care. I don't care anymore. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. All right, let's talk about these Dallas Mavericks because we're talking about the NBA, and they are a disaster. The D in Dallas stands for disaster. Do you know that they've gotten worse since Kyrie got there? Now, part of the problem is that Kyrie hasn't been on the court the whole time. Luka missed some time as well. But now Luka is back. Kyrie is back. The two of them combined for 58 points against the Charlotte Hornets, and yet it was still a dismal, disastrous day for Dallas.
Hayward to P.J. Washington. Throwing the lob. Dennis Smith Jr. high above the defense. Hangs and throws down a two-handed Dr. Pepper dunk. Timeout Dallas. 7 on the shot clock. Goes to Hayward. Hayward will drive. Bounce pass to Mark Williams. Waits for the flyby and lays it in for two. What a find and what a finish from the rookie.
Here's Luka against Washington. Sidestep left. We'll try a three. That hits the front rim. The back rim falls away. Tipped by Kleber. Goes over the rim. The rebound taken by Hayward. He'll get it off to Dennis Smith. And the Hornets will dribble out the clock. And the Mavericks, for the first time since Thanksgiving week, have lost 4 consecutive games. And they have lost 7 of their last 8.
Oh, that's Chuck Cooperstein with the cold, hard truth on the Mavericks. Before that, Sam Farber on the Hornets radio network. So, again, Kyrie has 18, but the Mavericks waste a 40-point performance from Luka Doncic. Jason Kidd's talking about their defense. It's unfortunate that we let these games go. So if you're looking at the Dallas Mavericks in their last four games on their schedule, they dropped two in a row to Charlotte. They lost to the Warriors. That was a home game for Dallas by 2 points. Then they just dropped two in a row to the Hornets, who are not a playoff team. Now, going back to Friday, Luka Doncic expressed that he's really not having fun right now, which makes sense to me because they're on the outside looking in at the playoff picture.
It's really frustrating. I think you can see it with me on the court. Sometimes I don't feel it's me, just being out there. I used to have really fun smiling on court, but it's just been so frustrating, maybe for a lot of reasons, not just basketball. I think winning brings you joy. When you win games, you're happy, the locker room's happy, and you're just having fun on the court and playing together.
So Luka admits he's not having fun. The fans are booing the Dallas Mavericks. Jason Kidd is saying, we should have been booed. This goes back to their game, their first game against Charlotte in the home and home. He accuses them as being awful, he accuses them of having an effort that is awful, and he equates to dog bleep.
Dog, shoot around.
Dog poop, essentially, is what he said. He said our effort was dog poop, with a different word. Get this quote. This blows me away. The Mavericks have everything to play for. Everything. Because right now, their playoff position is precarious at best. It's pitiful at worst, but it's precarious. But because the standings are so tight, they can still make the playoffs. In fact, they could actually get out of the 7-10 tournament if they put a bunch of wins together in a row. I don't think, given how they're playing right now, that's going to happen. But it is possible. Anything's still possible for this team because the West is such a crapshoot. It's so jam-packed that you're talking about a couple of games separating 9 or 10 teams. But this is what Jason Kidd said about his team. The interest level wasn't high. I mean, what else do these guys have going on? It's the last 2 weeks of the NBA regular season. If you're not interested now, it's not January. It's not December. This is not early February before the All-Star break and mentally you're worn out. This is late March and you've got 7 games left and you're not interested? Hoy, that's a problem. And if Luka is the only one interested, now that, I don't know, that seems weird to me because a lot of the guys other than Kyrie are role players. They traded away two of their great glue guys, another awesome scoring option in Spencer Dinwiddie, though Kyrie was supposed to fill that, and he has in some games, in other games not so much. So Luka talks about how he's not having fun, how he's frustrated, the fans are booing, and then Kyrie needs to weigh in, and he essentially starts talking about the pressure on Luka and the media attention and the fact that people are fixated on this one little thing as opposed to seeing the big picture. He gets lost in the weeds so often.
But for me, again, I've said throughout my whole entire year, this past year of just really paying attention to the human element. The wins and losses come and go, but the kind of nitpicking of judgment of what's going on when someone says I'm having human emotions and then it goes to what's the blame or who's the blame, and then it starts pointing fingers, and that's the aspect that I don't enjoy about this sport at all. Like, because there's a human element that goes into this where we perform every single day. This is a 24/7 job. I don't think people realize that at times that are not entrenched with us. But I'm grateful that he was honest, but we just got to help him and support him as best we can. And I've been going through personal things myself as well. And we just got to really put our arm around him as a brother and as a human being. And as humanity, we should care too. The wins and losses will come and go, but I just want him to be okay and at peace. So.
Well, right now there's a lot more wins that are going than there are losses. I mean, that just... Is that what you want to hear from the guy that you just gave up all this stuff for? All the players and draft capital you just gave up to try to bring him in, if you're Mark Cuban, if you're the Mavericks front office, if you're Luka Doncic. They gave up two really solid players to bring in a superstar for a short time. He's not under contract. When this season is done, if they don't make the playoffs, he's got seven more games with the Mavericks, and then that's it. He's not re-signing there. And his point is, the wins and losses come and go. I just want Luka to be okay. Luka would be okay if there were more wins. Luka's frustrated because he feels like no matter what he does, the Mavericks aren't winning. Luka can't do it by himself. And plus, he was injured too, so I'm sure there was frustration surrounding him not being able to play when he wanted to. Wins and losses are the name of the game. That's why you're getting paid, is wins and losses. And while I do agree that when an athlete, a pro athlete, expresses something that's off the beaten path, okay, so it wouldn't matter if it was Luka Doncic, if it was Shohei Ohtani, if it was Josh Allen. It wouldn't matter. We, as media and fans both, we tend to raise our eyebrows, talk about, we tend to get our radar up when athletes talk about something other than sports, right? I mean, that's kind of the interesting stuff. And certainly when an athlete admits to being unhappy, frustrated, it's compelling. That's why we let you hear it. That's why we feel like it's worthy. Because it's not the norm. It's not coach speak. It's not a prepared kind of vanilla media statement. No, Luka is speaking from the heart. He's being passionate. But is Luka not okay? This is not a mental health crisis for Luka. He's just pissed. Pardon my language. I don't love that word. In fact, I don't like that word at all. He's mad. He's frustrated. He's getting technicals. He's going to get suspended again. Now, if you don't know why he got this latest technical, do you remember the end of the game? Shoot, now it's going to, there was a foul called at the end of a game recently. I'm going to have to go back and look at the exact moment because I know we talked about it here, but I don't remember the exact context. But in response to the call that was made, he flashes the universal money symbol. Like, so he's rubbing his thumb and his four fingers together, like Johnny Manziel used to do. Money, 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 money. In other words, to say, I mean, his implication is that the officials were on the take. That the call was made deliberately because they were throwing the game. That was his implication. I get that it's a gesture in the heat of the moment. You can't do that. The NBA is not going to stand for that. You cannot accuse people, whether it's indirectly or directly, overtly or covertly, you cannot accuse officials of taking money to throw a game or taking money to orchestrate an outcome. First of all, you have no proof. It's one call. That's slanderous to an official's character. But what happens? Fans take it and run with it, and that gives them fuel for their fire. So he was fined $35,000 for it. Oh, that was the protested game. That's what it was. We talked about it. It was the protested game against the Warriors. And that was something that happened late in the third quarter. And they were mad about it late in the third quarter. That was the possession. That's what it was. It was the possession that was given to, right, out of the timeout, that was given to the Warriors where they inbounded. They had an easy dunk because the Mavericks were all at the other end of the court. That's what it was. Anyway, so Luka's incensed about it. But to do that, you kind of cross a line. So he is now acknowledging that he's as frustrated as he's been during his 5-year career. Well, you know what? That's okay too. It's been a lot of sunshine and roses for Luka since he got into the league. Part of the growing up process, part of getting better, part of fighting through and being a superstar is figuring out a new way to do it. You're attracting all the attention of the other teams because you are the star. He still had 40 points in their loss. I mean, this is part of the growth of Luka Doncic. into a mature basketball player. He came into the league as a teenager. It was instant success, instant spotlight, and he deserves it. Seems like every time he steps on the court, he breaks another record. Great. You want to have staying power? You want to last for a long time? You got to be, it's got to be deeper than just your talent. And so he's learning. And he's going to become grittier. He's got to stop complaining. Every single call or non-call, Luka's like LeBron. Maybe he idolized LeBron. That's, it's now becoming a problem because officials are, his reputation precedes him, right? Officials know this about Luka. He's going to bitch about every call or non-call that's made. So he's got to fight through this. He's got to become more mature. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's what real men do.
So he got another technical foul, and he's now facing a suspension because it's his 16th technical foul. So on top of everything else, yeah, I mean, life, careers, they're not all balloons and puppies. I mean, sometimes your line of work is hard. Sometimes it happens to every human being who works for a living. At some point, you're going to run into a tough boss, a tough situation. Maybe you're going to get fired. I've been fired 3 times, just so you know. I mean, it just, you know, sometimes careers are tough. He'll figure it out. I think he's got good leadership around him, but also I like the stuff he's made of. He's just going to have to, he's going to have to figure it out. Keep on going. And it may come at the cost of the Mavericks making the playoffs this year. All right, coming up, if you did not see the performance of one Caitlin Clark, best player in women's basketball. Whoo, she saved the best for the regional final as Iowa makes a Final Four for the first time in 30 years. And also on the women's side, a familiar face, a familiar voice, just a different team that she guides to the Final Four. So a little bit of women's hoops as well. Glad to hear from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the...
It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are, from Cinderella's.
A 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight.
To buzzer beaters.
Atkinson scores! 1.4 seconds left.
To champions.
For the fourth time!
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.
Planning a wedding is intimidating, but finding the perfect suit shouldn't be. Design your dream suit at Indochino.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, code PODCAST.
After Hours Podcast.
Martin controlling point for the Hawkeyes, left half court. In front of Coach Bluter at the far sideline. Triggers up top for Clark. Guarded by Jones. She lets it fly. Hand in her face. She buries it. 10 feet beyond the arc. Caitlin Clark has 36.
New tournament record for Caitlin Clark with points. It was 35.
Cotto left elbow. Leaves it Van Lith right of the circle. Records are falling in Seattle.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network, that's Matt Chazanow and Chris DeBlanc as the Iowa Hawkeyes. In women's basketball, we're talking Iowa women's basketball, reaches its first Final Four in 30 years. And Caitlin Clark, she just gets better and better. Incredible performance, a triple-double with 41 points, a dozen assists, and 10 rebounds. She and her coach, Lisa Bluter, they had a dream. And to see it now come to fruition gives them an opportunity. As a duo, a formidable duo at Iowa that has built something special, they can now look back on what's been a journey that was unlikely at best.
Really hasn't sunk in yet. Probably won't for a while, but I mean... she about the only people that believed were me and her when I first committed to her. And it was, you know, getting the locker room to believe, and then everybody in the locker room believed, and the rest is kind of history. But a lot of people told me it would never happen when I came to the University of Iowa. But she believed in me, and that was really all that mattered. And, you know, we made our locker room believe. And, you know, when you dream and work really hard, a lot of really cool things can happen.
I love this moment that Caitlin shares with her coach, Lisa Bluder. Because it is powerful to have even one person believe in you. One person who believes in you and gives you an opportunity sometimes is the start of not just an incredible partnership, but in this case, history. Having been on the receiving end of that, of different bosses who, quote unquote, took a chance on me, who told me they believed in me, who told me what they thought was possible, and a mentor as well. It's powerful when someone believes in you. And not just believes in you, but takes a step of faith with you. It's not just words in the case of Lisa Bluder, it's actions. And look what she and Caitlin Clark have been able to build together. And Caitlin references, we had to get the locker room to believe it. And once we did that, and we had a group of people who were bought in, of course it was possible. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Apparently, Caitlin got rid of the basketball after the game pretty quickly. So she wanted that basketball, but had to make sure that the NCAA didn't take it from her.
I did want the game ball, so I chucked it to my dad. I hope the NCAA, I hope they got out of the arena in time so the NCAA can chase him down. But I told him to run. I'll get it later at the hotel.
Could you imagine? Her dad, like, tucks it under his coat or something, like, ducks out so that they can smuggle. They're smuggling the game ball.
Quite literally smuggling.
Yeah, but the problem is that she already told everyone, so now the NCAA knows exactly where to get it. They're going to send the college basketball police to retrieve that game ball.
She's earned it. Come on.
She definitely has. I just don't know what the rules are. You know, the NCAA, they're stickler for some rules, not others.
Hey, once it's out of the arena.
Yeah, so congratulations to Caitlin, to Iowa, to Lisa. 41 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds. She's been must-see TV for her career at Iowa, but really the last 2 years she's become, just ever since Sabrina Ionescu graduated and was drafted into the WNBA and is with the Liberty now, right? So ever since Sabrina kind of vacated that spot in women's college hoops, Caitlin Clark has taken over. But, man, she is an amazing player to watch. So congratulations to Iowa for making the Final Four for the first time since 1993. And get this, familiar face, familiar voice, familiar passion, Kim Mulkey, who led Baylor to multiple national championships in women's basketball, takes the job at LSU 2 years ago, and it only took 2 years for her to lead LSU to the Final Four.
What I love about coaching is I want that kid to think she can't go any further, but man, when she does, she looks at me and goes, God, thank you for pushing me. I want to look at that kid that everybody says will be an academic casualty or somebody that's really going to struggle academically, and I can watch that kid get a degree and a diploma. Every kid I've ever coached that finished playing for me has a degree. Do you think they're all 4.0 students? That's what I will remember when I sit in the rocking chair someday, is that I took teams, players that maybe others didn't want to coach, couldn't coach, and we competed, and we won. And but they have to buy in. They have to say, I love this woman's personality, man. She laughs with us. She cries with us.
She yells at us.
But she's tough as nails, mm-hmm. and doesn't ask us to do anything that she wouldn't do for us. Mm-mm. And it's been a great year.
Kim Mulkey is, she's fire. There is no one in college basketball like her. I have done games, multiple games, where Kim has been the coach. Now, this was back when she was at Baylor. I've sat in one-on-one conversations with her. She does nothing without her entire self. And she loses her mind on the sideline. She even says, because she goes crazy. I mean, she like throws things. She stomps. Her hair is like coming. It's like sticking straight up on the top of her head. She yells at everything and everyone. But she'll say, and I've heard her say this. She said it to me directly. I lose my mind when I'm on the sidelines. I don't even know what's happening. It's like what John McEnroe used to say when he was in a tennis match. That it was like an out-of-body experience. He didn't even know what he was saying. Kim's passion, though, translates to her players. And what she's saying is so true. And I've said this before, high expectations, I think, when the high expectations are correctly applied, not unrealistic, but high expectations are an indication of how much a person believes in you. If they didn't believe you could do it, they would lower their expectations. I would rather have a coach, a leader, a boss, a partner who has high expectations because they believe that we can accomplish the goals, the dream. Kim has that. She is so hard on her players. I mean, she's just as hard on herself. She's so tough. But those standards, those expectations are born in belief and confidence that we can do this. So what she inspires in her team so often is this incredible chemistry and togetherness and sisterhood. It happens everywhere she goes. You just got to look at her track record. She has a gift for communication, a gift for coaching, certainly. But she has a passion that I don't think it wanes from the start of the season until the end. She actually admitted that she had no idea how to get a team to the Final Four in year number two, but that's how quickly it happens. She's now the third coach in women's college basketball to reach a Final Four with multiple schools. She went to the Final Four with Baylor four different times. Three of those trips resulted in national championships, so don't put it past her. In college sports, and we're speaking about hoops right now, but in college sports, the coach is a different role. Leader, teacher, administrator, guide, judge, a lot of times encourager, supporter, in many cases a parental figure. That role of coach is so much more critical than it is in pro sports. And a lot of times the coach is the most famous person on the team, the most recognizable. She brings a reputation, again, for being half crazy a lot of the times. If you ever watch her during a game, it's passion. Something that I absolutely understand. I can empathize with that. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page. Did you know the NFL can't stand it when you start to talk about anything else? Guess what's happening this week? As we head into the Final Four and opening day in Major League Baseball. This is the week the NFL is holding its annual owners meetings in Phoenix. Because we never can hear enough from the NFL. My goodness. Although I do love hearing from Mike Tomlin in March, so I'll be honest about that.
You are listening to the After Hours.
Nothing's better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star or a tech nomad working from anywhere. Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes, too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are so cozy you might forget you're wearing them. And they're crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Podcast.
We were an evolving group, and that evolution continued even into today. But I'm just appreciative of the collective. I'm appreciative of the men, not what they're capable of, but what they're willing to do. In the face of adversity, man, that football presents, in the face of adversity that life presents.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hello, Mike Tomlin. Oh, how I've missed you. I would say you're one of the only people in the NFL that I actually miss. Because I can't miss you, NFL, if you never go away.
It gives you that tingle.
shoot the hostages, if you will. So here's the thing. The NFL can't stand it if for any length of time, more than, say, a couple of days, a weekend, really, if football is not the top headline in sports. And so it stands to reason it's been a few weeks, three probably weeks, since the Combine wrapped up in Indianapolis, and that was our last football convention, which was roughly 3 weeks after the Super Bowl and that football convention in Phoenix. Now they're back in Phoenix for the annual NFL owners meeting. But don't be fooled. When they say it's the owners meetings, they really mean the owners, the general managers, the coaches. That's where Mike Tomlin is right now. He's speaking from Phoenix. It's going
global
to
needs.
It's going It's going to happen. We're going to hear from almost every coach and almost every general manager and owner this week. What are the chances that we don't get questions about Aaron Rodgers? Probably none. Nil. Slim to absolutely zero. That deal is not done yet, so it's going to be a zoo around the Jets and the Packers. Packers, of course, don't have an owner. They have a president. And then they have their GM. We just heard from them. What could they possibly have to say that's new 3 weeks later? But I will say, we haven't heard a ton from Mike Tomlin. So that at least makes me happy. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Pittsburgh Steelers, what about the offseason to this point, Coach?
I feel good about it. But I don't know that I have anything to compare it to. I'm not one that pays attention to the Joneses and looks at levels of activity of others relative to ours or how much money people are spending relative to ours. You know, we generally have an agenda about needs that we want to fill in an offseason. There are two major ways of doing it, free agency and the draft. We try to prioritize that based on the depth of the draft at certain positions and so forth. And so it's just a continual melding of information and continual conversations.
Melding.
I feel real good about where we are and the people that we've been able to add to this point, knowing that we still have a means of continuing to do so throughout the remainder of the spring.
I love that he just used the word melding. I use that word, and I feel like a dinosaur because I never hear anyone else use that. Is it possible that Mike Tomlin and I are kindred spirits? Is that possible?
It's possible.
It's possible?
I'd say.
Okay. More possible than we're not going to hear about Aaron Rodgers this week?
No, we definitely will.
That was my point. It's like, it's more possible that Tomlin and I are kindred spirits than it is that we won't hear from, or won't hear about Aaron Rodgers this week. Right over your head. But totally fine. It's totally fine. It's totally fine. Like, as in really fine.
And that's fine. That's, it really is.
It is.
It's totally fine.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate that. Every now and then I feel very validated by Aaron Rodgers. Patrick Peterson. He is now a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So as Mike Tomlin is saying, hey, we operate in a bubble. We're not worried about what other teams are spending. We're not worried about keeping up with this team or that team. What we're focused on is us. And let's be fair. The prototype for the Steelers has worked for a long time. We take care of our own business. We don't care what anybody else is doing. I mean, that works. It's stability. It's consistency. Think about it. They just bid farewell to their Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame quarterback. For the first time in 18 years, they have to start. Well, they have a quarterback competition. They turn to a rookie and they still nearly make the playoffs, but they don't have a losing season. I mean, it requires a foundation, a base to be able to stay consistent to the point where you're not completely rebuilding. You're replacing pieces that you lose either through retirement or free agency or anything else. And so they do have a system that they stick to. It works for them. The latest veteran to join them is Patrick Peterson. And obviously Mike Tomlin is well-versed on what Patrick does on the field.
It's a beautiful story. I just love Pat P. First of all, I admire his talents, the things that we all think of when we think of Pat P. The things that allowed him to go so high in the draft, the things that allowed him to play at a high level for over a decade in this league at the cornerback position. But over his time, and even his time before the league, I just have always been appreciative of his love and passion for this game.
Happy.
And his football character that's continually on display in everything that he does. I'm as attracted to him for those reasons as I am his resume and his physical talents. You're talking about a veteran guy that a lot of these guys grew up on. admiring and his style of play, they'll get an opportunity to be around him day to day and see that none of it is mystical. That is very scientific how he builds his preparedness, and that his love and respect and appreciation for the game is continually on display in his prep, and what type of teammate he is, and his respect and how he plays the game.
One time in my life would I like Mike Tomlin to rave about me that way, and then I could die happy. I would retire. If Mike Tomlin ever raved about me that way, that'd be the end of me. I'd be done. There would be no greater compliment. I'd be done. I could hang it up and live happily for the rest of my life.
I just love Pat P.
I love Pat P. I love Amy D. That's my middle initial, by the way, Amy D. It works well. I love Pat P. And Pat I also P. love Amy D. He is incredible. He's like, what word do you use? I am so attracted to him. He's a man in touch with his feelings, his emotions, and what he wants to say.
Mystical.
Mystical. Mystical melding. There was some mystical melding going on there. Oh my gosh, I love that man. I take it back. NFL never go away if this means we get more of Mike Tomlin in March. It's a march for Mike Tomlin. That on Steelers Twitter, by the way. I just love Pat P. Okay, in all of my years covering the league, not as long as Mike Tomlin's been in the league, but, well, close. In all my years covering the league, I've never heard anyone call him Pat P before.
Pat P.
It's so good. Mike Tomlin, there is no one like you, and I am here for it.
Can't say enough about our young cube.
He didn't urinate down his leg. That's still got to be one of my favorites. That and don't shoot the hostage. Shoot the hostage, if you will. Yeah, he's
to shoot a hostage, if you will.
I mean, there's no one like him. There's no one that even comes close to Mike T. All right, really quickly, did someone say Aaron Rodgers? Alan Lazard. He's not worried that the deal isn't consummated yet.
There's no worry on my end, especially knowing that Aaron has his full-on commitment to be a New York Jet this year, and realizing that it's really just kind of on the guys upstairs to kind of handle the business side of things and figure out what's payable or compromisable for this whole thing to go down. So, you know, I think a lot of us are obviously eager just for it to kind of get through. I know I was, especially last week before I kind of had all my stuff going down and everything. But the beauty is that, you know, we don't play a game until September.
Right.
And, you know, we haven't even started OTAs yet. So there's no rush in getting this process done and everything. And I know once it goes through and we're able to get in the classroom together, we're able to get on the field together, we're going to start cooking up something special.
Alan Lazard on TMZ Sports, of course, because nothing says serious sports news like TMZ. Tell you what, they know how to find it, and they track down Alan Lazard. So he said he was really excited last week. Anybody worried at all that it might not get done? Anybody? Anybody? Also, I love this tweet from Emily. I, too, love me some Mike Tomlin in March. I especially love Mike Tomlin at 4:50 a.m. on the road. Thanks, A-Law Radio. Oh, thank you, Emily, for listening. He's the best. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Nothing's better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star or a tech nomad working from anywhere. Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes, too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are so cozy, you might forget you're wearing them. And they're crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at allbirds.com. That's ALLBIRDS.com.